All right, Tuesday afternoon, and once again, it's a rainy afternoon. I think this weather is going to stay with us for the next couple of days. And then I think Friday's the first day of summer. Then we slip into that typical summertime pattern of about a 40% chance of rain every day. So it's kind of typical for this time of year. Wow, we have a lot to talk about. LSU won, beat UCLA. That is awesome. LSU stays in the winner's bracket. And they play again tomorrow night, so they get the night off. And UCLA, which played LSU, they just finished up that game. I think they have to play Arkansas tonight. So, and then LSU, I think, plays the winner of that game. Is that right? Anyway, LSU is still in the winner's bracket, and that's awesome. And they're just playing great baseball. You know, when UCLA last night popped out on that big lead in the first inning, you know, you couldn't help but be a little worried. But I'll tell you, LSU once again just rose to the occasion and just kicked butt. So that was really, really awesome. Disappointing it didn't finish last night, but it finished up today, and LSU won, and that is really good news. Look, there's a lot going on in the world, and there's some fun stuff and interesting stuff that we have to talk about. But some of it is about politics. And, you know, when the United States is on the verge of getting involved in a conflict in the Middle East between Israel and Iran, it's very serious. And as much as I wish we didn't have to talk about that, I think we do have to touch on that. If President Trump left the G7 meeting in Calgary, in Canada, to go to the White House to pay attention to the possible U.S. involvement in the Middle East, I respect him for that. And I think that was a good move. It's good that he's at the White House. It's good that he's with people who are going to advise him, if these are the right people to advise him. And, you know, it's really interesting because Geraldo Rivera, and, you know, as a journalist, I have a lot of respect for Geraldo Rivera. I mean, he was, now, you know, there was that whole debacle with Al Capone's vault. You know, I mean, you know, Geraldo Rivera was into sensationalized television for a long time. But Geraldo Rivera was a journalist and a very good journalist. I think he was with ABC, one of the broadcast networks. And then he's now with Fox. Fox News, a contributing member of Fox News. But Geraldo Rivera is talking about something that I've been talking about for a long time now. And Geraldo Rivera is wondering, who's running the White House? Is it President Trump or is it Stephen Miller. And I've always thought it was Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller, and it's interesting that Geraldo Rivera has the exact same view that I have of Stephen Miller. He is just a very hateful human being that would love to live in a country that's all white. Maybe he should move to New Zealand. Maybe he should move to a place like that where it's predominantly white. There are states and cities in this country that are predominantly white. But that's not good enough for him. No, he wants to take action to do something to minorities. I mean, look, this is my opinion. This is my observation from observing this guy. And it's interesting that Geraldo Rivera has just almost exactly the same view. So we have to talk a little bit also about the Minnesota shooting and the attempts now to blame the other side. Democrats, you know, want to say it's a Republican. Republicans are just really digging deep to try to paint this shooter as a Democrat. Because the conservative media echo chamber, you know, what they do is they present this idea that Democrats are violent and Republicans are not. But this kind of stuff is bipartisan. It has been bipartisan. It should be bipartisan. So we have to talk about this afternoon. And I don't think President Trump has even called Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to express any kind of empathy over what happened. In fact, Mike Lee, and this was breaking this morning, Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, answered questions with dead silence, questions about some controversial text that he not text, controversial post that he posted in right after the shooting happened. And one of them was something like, this is what happened when Marxists don't get their way. Meaning that this guy's like a left-wing radical. Now, I don't mention the name of serial killers, serial shooters, but I want to mention this guy's name. Because in this case, this guy should be shamed. This is, he should be more than shamed. This guy, Vance Bolton, Belter. Is it Belter? I've heard like three different definitions, and then I go to pronounce it. It was Belter. So it's Belter? Okay, Belter. So Vance Belter seems to be a Republican. I mean, when your list of targets is all Democrats, in the world that we live in today, it's pretty safe to assume that you're an angry Republican, you know, targeting these people. And a very close friend has spoken to the media, close friend of Vance, and he says that he's a conservative. He voted for Trump. Now, Donnie Jr., Half Scoop, says, no, I'll believe that when I see it. He doesn't believe it. He says the guy's a Democrat, but he doesn't have any information other than just the right-wing talking point that, you know, he's a Republican. I mean, he's a Democrat trying to protect Republicans of any wrongdoing. So again, you know, this is sad because when Steve Scalise was shot, that was a bipartisan issue. When Donald Trump was shot at, that was a bipartisan issue. Why is this a partisan issue? And the President of the United States is feeding the partisan aspect of this. So, you know, I mean, this is the world we live in. So, we get used to it and we deal with it. And we call out those who are wrong. We call out those who are trying to exacerbate this situation. So it's just, it's sad. Also, I've noticed something else. There was some major media outlet today was talking about the echo chamber. I have never heard anybody use that except me using it on this show. And I've heard it now twice in the last, say, 2 months, where people journalists have described the conservative media as the echo chamber. Because, I mean, that's what it is. It's an echo chamber. And they promote certain things that they want to promote, and it's not necessarily the truth. So, you know, we're going to touch on some of this stuff, but I just think it's sad that shootings like this have been bipartisan issues, but not today. Also, the country seems to be very divided. Even Republicans are having their own kind of civil war over whether or not to get involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran. This is a tough one. You know, Israel is our ally. What do we do here? Just like Israel, we, the United States of America, do not want Iran to have nuclear capabilities because those bastards will use it. That's what many people believe. I mean, they're so radical and maniacal that they will use it, and they might not have the same respect for the ultimate ramifications of using a nuke, or maybe they would, you know, use tactical nukes that it's still a freaking nuke. So, the country, actually, most of the American people who were surveyed said they are against the U.S. being involved. But it seems like Donald Trump wants to be involved, but a lot of Trump sycophants, a lot of hardcore right-wing Trump supporters don't want us to get involved. Some do. So there's that battle going on. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, I got to talk about Trump's got a phone out, and he's got mobile service. It's a gold phone. Yeah, Trump's got a phone out. Did you hear about this? He's got a phone out with mobile service, and obviously they're trying to attract conservatives. But you know, one thing that you need to think about with these phones is the Trump administration might be able to track you. I mean, who's to say that they're not going to have some kind of tracking device on every phone? If you get a phone through Donald Trump, and if you use the Trump mobile service, who's to say that they're not tracking you? Who's to say that they're not going to have information on you and use it on you? Man, that's a reason I wouldn't even go near it. And they're promoting it as something that's really inexpensive, but I'm going to explain later in the show how it's not that inexpensive. And I'm going to explain a lot of things that have not been addressed on the surface. I mean, it looks like Trump has a mobile phone and Trump has mobile service, and you can sign up with Trump instead of AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile. You can sign up with the Trump service and get the Trump service. But I think there are reasons to be cautious with that. I personally wouldn't do it. I mean, I wouldn't even go near that. I don't care how cheap it is, but apparently it's not really that cheap. And we've got some numbers to share with you in just a little while. I think this is kind of interesting. And once again, I love to point out the hypocrisy. A big time Trump supporter owns a business, and some people tipped off ICE, and they came and raided the place, and they came and took some of his workers. A Trump supporter was hiring illegals. And this proves what I've said all along, that this border crisis, this immigration issue of people wanting to come to this country to work, is a bipartisan issue, because you can't tell me that just Democrats, just liberals, are hiring illegal immigrants. No, conservatives are hiring them too. And then Donald Trump's got this whole flip-flop thing where, well, we're going to go get the illegals, but not the illegals that are working for certain businesses. I mean, that's kind of confusing, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to target everybody who is in this country illegally, that would mean people who work in hotels and people who work in agriculture. But now the president is crawfishing back on that deal. Maybe that's a taco deal, too. Another taco deal. Also, the president has posted something on social media that has alarmed a lot of people. He's using the word, instead of immigration, remigation. Remigation. Is it remigation? Remigation? Ian, do you know the pronunciation of this?
He's talking about remigation?
Remigation.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah. Well, it's being used by white nationalists. It's a concept used by white nationalists to establish, you know, white communities. It's getting people of color out of a community to, instead of immigrate, you remigate. Remigation? I think it's pronounced remigation. Please check that. I'm sorry. Yeah, at first I heard it. I read this last night, the first I'd heard of it. So President Trump is using this word remigation, and boy, this seems to be coming directly from Stephen Miller, because this is his kind of shtick. He says that he is going to reverse the invasion.
Oh, it's remigration.
Remigration?
Yeah.
I'm putting it all together. Remigration. Remigration. Okay. Remigration instead of immigration. And he says, I'm reversing the invasion. It's called remigation. And our courageous ICE officers, who are daily being subjected to doxing and murder threats, are heroes. We will always have their backs as they carry out their noble mission. America will be for Americans again. America will be for Americans again. America was never for Americans only. America was always open to immigrants. As you can tell, we have a lot to talk about. Plus, I got to share with you the story of the man who brings a girl home from a bar. I guess they, you know, boink, and she steals his $30,000 Rolex. You know what's the biggest problem that I have with this? Why would anybody spend $30,000 on a frickin' watch? I mean, I know some of you who are listening may have $20,000, $30,000 Rolexes. And I know some people actually say that it's an investment. I don't know. I think it's really a status thing. People just want to have a Rolex. I mean, I don't think the watches are that attractive. I mean, I love the watches that I have, and they don't cost anywhere near that. I mean, my God, you can buy a nice car for $30,000, buy a watch for $30,000. Anyway, the guy got ripped off because he brought a girl home from the bar. So it's kind of a lesson when, you know, you're out meeting people and you got to be careful who you bring home. So far, that's never happened to me, and nothing like that. But, you know, you do have to think about it. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we get to this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. Go Tigers!
Go Tigers.
Man.
Remigration Yeah, okay. That's the word. All right, yes. The Tigers, it's exciting. You know, when they were down, when UCLA racked up four runs in the first inning, I'm going,
yeesh.
Yikes.
Yeesh.
But, you know, once again, LSU came back. And, I mean, the bats were alive, and they win the game, and they move on, and they play tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow airtime is 5:30. First pitch is at 6. You know, I was listening on the bus on my way over here. I guess it was maybe the top of the eighth where they had the bases loaded. The count's like
yes.
3-2.
I was coming in at the same time. I was listening to that too.
And I'm listening on the Odyssey app on the bus, and I keep kind of, you know, like jumping and flinching a little bit. And I don't know if I got some funny looks from people on the St. Claude bus, but they're like, what the hell
is this?
We
got a guy who's twitching here.
Yeah, we need a wellness check on this hipster doofus.
Dude, like, hey, cut down on the coffee.
I'm
in the
just
morning.
Every now and then I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
It's Tourette's.
Yeah!
It's Tourette's.
Get his dad. Yeah. Wow, very exciting. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I love the Tigers, but it reminds me of my childhood in a way where, you know, growing up where I did it kind of in Colorado, it was before the Rockies were a team. So the only baseball that was on television in that part of the country for most of my childhood was the Chicago Cubs. And so,
oh, because of WGN.
WGN
That's
was
right.
The only station you could yeah. get. So the Cubs were always on in my household. Everybody in my town was kind of a de facto Cubs fan. And I just remember every spring, every summer, you know, whether I was like playing with Legos or, you know, doing whatever I was doing when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, just the Cubs were always on in my house. And I didn't really watch, but I liked just hearing the sound of baseball. A broadcast, not watching it, but hearing it. And maybe if it's coming out of a radio, so it's very nostalgic.
But you know, a lot of people think that baseball is boring and it's not that exciting, and they think that it's really boring on the radio. Here's the cool thing about radio in general: if you just get your mind into it, man, you can enjoy anything on the radio. I mean, there was a time when this was the only form of entertainment. There was no television. There were shows. There were comedy shows. There were dramas that were done on the radio. Baseball, even baseball, can be exciting if you just, you know, get into the game and get into what they're saying and listen to the game. And the other thing is, you know, when there's a rain delay and all of a sudden, you know, the game is switched to somewhere else, and this has happened to me a couple of times, I don't have all of the ESPN stations, you know, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Plus, ESPNU, the Ocho. I don't have all those ESPN stations. So, you know, I had to go to the radio when it was moved and there was some other programming on, so it couldn't be televised. So, you know, WWL is always here with the games for you. Got to get to a break. We're going to come back with some of your text messages. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also today, we have to talk about child grooming. Child grooming is now a crime in Louisiana. We joined several other states in adopting similar legislation. The problem is, are we going to go too far in defining child grooming? Well, we're going to talk about that on the show this afternoon. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Tuesday afternoon, so we made it through a Monday, and we are working our way toward the weekend. And if you're just tuning in, LSU beat UCLA. They play tomorrow night. LSU still in the winner's bracket. All right, we'll be right back on WWL. All right, it's June 17th. If you're a political junkie, just kind of relax and just think about June 17th. Does this day mean anything to you? If you're a political junkie, June 17th. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1972, five men broke into the Democratic National Headquarters in the Watergate Building, which was an office, hotel, apartment complex in Washington, D.C., They possessed burglary tools, cameras, and film. They had tear gas guns at the scene of the crime in the rooms. The men rented rooms at the Watergate. They had sophisticated electronic bugging equipment that was found there. Three of the men were Cuban exiles. But this is the day the Nixon administration ordered this clandestine operation to break into the Democratic National Headquarters at the Watergate building. You know what's funny about this? Nixon was so far ahead in the polls. This is my recollection. Nixon was far ahead in the polls. They didn't even have to do this. It was just such a stupid thing to do, and they did it. Now, if you think back on Watergate, and then that led to the resignation of Richard Nixon. I mean, he was forced out of office. And he insisted over and over, I am not a crook. But he was a crook. I mean, he was a bad crook. We survived that as a country. We're going to survive today. And as you listen to this show, no matter what we talk about, I want you to know that I have faith and confidence that we're going to survive. We're going to get through this. We're not going to all die. We're not going to lose our form of government. It's going to still be here. There are going to be some challenges along the way, but we're going to make it. And that was a really dark time in our country's history, the Watergate scandal that led to the resignation of a president. And we survived that. So I'm convinced that we will survive this. But this is the day in 1972 that the five men broke into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. And again, they didn't have to because Richard Nixon was going to win the election, and he did. If you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mark, who's in River Ridge. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Okay.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're on a really good track today as far as the well, one thing I need to mention is that fascist parade on the weekend.
I mean, you know, it was a big flop. I know Donald Trump loves to exaggerate the size of something, maybe even, you know, the size of everything. But it was kind of a flop.
One of the pundits on one of the Sunday shows said, "Yeah, tens of people enjoyed it." That's hilarious. But yeah, I'm good friends with Shane Love. We go back 40 years, so he's a good friend of mine, and he always speaks very highly of you.
I appreciate that.
So hopefully we'll run into each other again. I remember at One Eye Jacks, I bought you a white wine spritzer when Shane was there one night. I love those 80 nights.
Thank you.
So, but yeah, man, I love the show. I love where y'all are going with it, and I definitely am 99.94% with you on everything y'all talk about. And you and Ian keep up the good work. I love Ian. He too.
Mark, I appreciate it.
He needs to be a feature.
Yeah, we do the show for you. We don't do the show for the critics. You know, we don't do the show for the loudmouths, the hateful people. We don't do the show for them. I mean, they can listen. But we don't do the show for them. We do the show for you and people like you, and we appreciate
you. I appreciate it.
So thank you.
You have a great afternoon, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Michael is in Biloxi. Hey, Michael, welcome to WWL.
Thank you for taking my call, Scoot. Sure. Really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I really wanted to comment on the last remark you made about radio, and I was a military brat, grew up in Germany, and we had a television station, Armed Forces Network, that wasn't always available depending on where you lived. And so I love sports and some of the old shows like The Shadow and The Saint.
Yeah.
And using my imagination made those shows much more enjoyable than if I'd seen them on TV. I just wanted to say that.
You know, I remember one night, I think it was the day before Thanksgiving. My wife and I, we're going to meet my sister and her husband and another couple at an inn in the Ozarks. And we were driving up this winding mountain road. It was after midnight. There was rain mixed with snow falling. And WWL at midnight had on the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. And we listened to that. And we're on this two-lane highway in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, in the middle of nowhere, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I must remember listening, you know, just even to some of the funny ones, too.
Yeah.
Just imagine and how they were standing and how they were addressing each other, like Jack Benny and things like that. And you really lose a lot, I think, when you see it on TV, more so than listening to it on the radio.
Well, I think that's true, because the visual takes away your imagination because it's there in front of you. If you hear something on the radio, it's in part created by your imagination.
Yeah, I agree. Scoot, one more thing. Your last caller talked about the parade. I was a medic in the Army for 25 years. From what I've seen, they were out of step. The uniforms weren't proper. And the salutes rendered by Hedges, I can't say his name, and the general behind him, they were not proper salutes either. So their arm position was wrong and their hand position. Again, those are things I pick up on. Anyway, I just want to
know. You know, Michael, I heard video. I heard video on TV last night of no crowd cheering, but this, like, squeaky tank going down the street.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was kind of embarrassing the way, and you know, it shouldn't be embarrassing for the Army because the Army was celebrating their 250th anniversary, but President Trump turned it into his thing, and a lot of people were turned off by that, and I don't care what he says, it was a big flop.
Oh, it was. You know, the military, we have our own parades, but it's internal, really, to the installation you're at for people that are taking over responsibility. We call it change of command, but and those are I see more people at those than I did at the parade.
Michael, thank you for the service to our country. I appreciate the call. And if you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, we had a one-hour show yesterday, so we just talked about a few of the things that we'd be talking about today. And, you know, we can comment on that military parade because it was a bust. And that has nothing to do with the way America feels about the Army. It has to do with the way a lot of people feel about this particular president, Donald Trump. Trump did not bring out the crowds. And I'm sure his ego is bruised by this, but no matter what he says, it was a flop. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. This is the song of the United States Army. And let's remember that the military parade flopped not because of the Army. We love the Army. We love our troops. We love our military. The sparse turnout was because of President Trump, because he tried to make it about him. He tried to make it a celebration of him. And I think a lot of people did really understand the idea that was resonating across this country that this is what dictators do. And people did not want to be part of supporting the concept that Donald Trump is looking like a dictator. I'm Scoot. It's a Tuesday afternoon. If you are just tuning in, LSU beat UCLA. They are in the winner's bracket. They play again tomorrow night. And Ian, do they play the winner of Arkansas and UCLA, and they play this afternoon?
Yeah, the Tigers will play the winner of Arkansas versus UCLA tomorrow at 5:30. Sorry, airtime is 5:30. First pitch is 6.
Okay, so UCLA has to come back. They finished the game today because it was rained out last night. They've got to come back this afternoon and play.
Hard to see how UCLA starts the game last night, plays this morning,
yeah,
and then comes back and plays again tonight versus Arkansas and wins that game. I expect we're going to be playing the Razorbacks tomorrow.
I think that's a good bet. Not a betting guy, but I think that's a pretty good bet. All right, let's do some text messages here.
Yeah. As you know, as you started out saying at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of people who want to lie about the assassination.
Yes.
And the political affiliation of the guy who did it.
Yes.
There's a text message. I'm not even going to read this text because it's so nasty. It's just full of profanity and personal attacks at you.
I mean, wait. Okay.
What?
Okay. Don't read it. But whoever sent that text, why? I mean, you disagree with my opinion, and it riles you up that much to where you got to get that friggin' ugly? I mean, you got to get that hateful? You got to attack me personally? You're so mad that I have a different opinion from you. You know, this is what the problem with America is. People don't even know how to respect somebody else's opinion.
People hate it when you hold up a mirror to them.
Yeah.
So I think this guy that sent in this text, and it's an incredibly goofy thing to say. You know, he says, there's no way this guy's a Republican. There's no way this guy's conservative. You're lying. And so let's just set the record straight here. And I'm not doing this to be a jerk or to rub anybody's nose in it. These are the facts. This is what we know about that man. He voted for Donald Trump. He loved Donald Trump. He was anti-abortion. He was anti-LGBTQ. He was a registered Republican in Oklahoma in 2004. Now, in Minnesota, they don't do that. They don't have party affiliation in Minnesota, but you do get to vote in the primary. The Republican Party in Minnesota has said they've been kind of mum about it. They
Of course.
He voted in a presidential primary in Minnesota, but not for a Democrat. So you can kind of fill in the gaps from there.
And also, when your list of targets are Democrats.
Obviously. Why?
I mean, the person who sent this text doesn't want to face the reality. This guy is a Republican. He's one of you. And one of the things, Adam Kinzinger, former congressman, did a brilliant op-ed piece on Substack. It's posted on his Substack account. And it's about political violence and how both sides are trying to blame each other. But he brought out this this important part that we've got to start calling out each other within our group. If somebody within your group does wrong, don't cover for them. Admit it and call them out and distance yourself from that person. And so this guy is all bent out of shape, wanting to, you know, verbally attack me and get personal with it and use profanity because he's pissed off because the guy's a Republican. The guy's just like you, dude. He's just like you. And so, you know, what you need to do is say, okay, let's call this out. He's bad. I'm a Republican. I'm not bad. Don't support the guy by making up lies and by just getting verbally violent. Just address it and move on.
There are many, many hours of footage of this man who is a sort of amateur evangelical preacher at times in Africa saying exactly the kind of stuff that you would hear in a MAGA church. This is, you know, I'm sorry. The truth hurts sometimes, but that's it. A couple other things we should talk about. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, Tim Walz, the governor, the Democrat governor, appointed him to serve on this development board.
I read a lot about this last night.
Goofy.
It is a bipartisan group. If you don't know what that word means, I'm not going to explain it. Look it up. It's a bipartisan group, and there are a lot of people that want to be part of this group that that this guy was part of. So that has nothing. It has nothing to do with his political affiliation.
There's also the matter of the flyers, the No Kings flyers that were found in the back of his car. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, geez, and this is more complicated. We got to kind of figure out what this guy's affiliation was. Well, then law enforcement said, well, we think maybe that he had those flyers so that he could go target those protests.
Exactly.
And they canceled the No Kings protest in Minneapolis as a result. Then you see the photos of the flyers in question. And it is not a typical flyer that says, No Kings protest. Here's where it is. Here's where it starts. Here's how to get involved. Here's the people that are speaking. Here's the map. Here's the route we're going to take. Here's where we're going to start. Here's where we're going to finish. There's none of that. It's literally a piece of printer paper with two words on it. No Kings. There is no other identifying information on there at all. It looks like a six-year-old scrawled it out. And this is what a drooling, four-tooth, mouth-breathing idiot would think would convince other drooling, four-tooth, mouth-breathing idiots that he was a Democrat. And it worked.
Well, it doesn't take much to convince Half Scoop, Donald Trump Jr.
No.
I mean, it doesn't take much to convince him. And again, it's easy to convince people if they want to believe it. But, you know, we don't have to get all passionate here because, you know, this is pretty basic here. The guy's a Republican. The guy was trying to kill Democrats. It's the epitome of political violence, and it's not acceptable. And if you're a Republican, you need to call this guy out and distance yourself from him or say, I'm just like him, and I'm going to commit political violence too. That's your choice.
I also, I did read Adam Kinzinger's Substack post after you called it to my attention, and I really like him. And we are trying to book him. I got it's a little bit complicated. I emailed his talent agent, but then explained that we don't have any money. It's like a booking fee or something, you know. So that's in the works. We're going to try and get him on the show. There were parts of that piece that were a little bit too both sidesy for me.
I agree.
He said, you know, Elon Musk and Donald Trump immediately blamed the far left for the shooting, and that's wrong. But then, when Trump survived an assassination attempt, voices on the left did the same thing. Well, who were the voices on the left, Adam? Because, quote, you know, anonymous voices on the left is not the same as the sitting president of the United States and the world's richest man. That's like a megaphone versus a post-it note. They're not the same thing.
I think that's a good point.
And where are the elected Democrats? Where are the prominent liberals on TV, in the radio, in elected office, who are downplaying the assassination attempt against Trump, who are making fun of it, who are saying it didn't happen, who are saying, oh, he was actually shot by his gay lover or whatever.
I mean, there were some, there were some left-wing radicals who said it was all set up. You know, they were saying that.
Nobody whose name you know.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, they're right. They were not. I think you make a good point about megaphone versus a post-it. Look, I found that to be true also when I read Adam Kinzinger's op-ed piece. I thought it was really good in terms of calling for people to call out their own, calling for people to just not accept political violence as the norm, and that both sides to some degree are guilty. But there seems to be little doubt that the right-wing radicals are much more active with this than the left-wing radicals are. So again, you either own this or you don't. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls coming up. Also, more text messages. And we're going to continue the conversation today. And also, coming up in the next hour at some point, I want to talk about this new child grooming law. Child grooming is now a crime in Louisiana. It's a crime. The question is, are we going to go too far in defining people as child groomers? And we'll talk about some of those possible scenarios. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. The whole parade was about Trump. I'm the greatest. But guess what? It didn't look like he was so great at that parade. I mean, at one point, he kind of dozed off a little. I mean, at one point, he kind of closed his eyes. And, oh, did you see the part where he tried to hold hands with Melania? And Melania, like, just, she pushed his hand away. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to your calls and more text messages. We're talking about everything that's going on, Israel, Iran, the military parade, the Minnesota shooter who was a Republican, and yet people are denying this because they don't want him to be a Republican. They want him to be a Democrat because they don't want Republicans to look bad. They're ignoring the obvious to support their agenda. This is really messed up. I'm Scoot. A lot more to come on WWL.